his girlfriend? No, no, he doesn't have anyone else to call. Oh, they're allowed to stay right now. Yeah, he stayed behind studying Pet Sit. We were supposed to be doing it together. But I got a call, I had to leave, and I came straight here when I got the call. What happened? He was passed out in the living room, and the neighbor saw him. Oh no, oh god, is he awake? Can I go see him? Like, no. Okay, so he's sleeping right now, but he should be awake, okay. Yeah, no, that's a relief. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I can go in right now, right? Yeah, okay. Thank you, yeah, sir.
Hey. Oh, you're awake. Hey. Hey, shh, shh. Hey, no, baby. Hey, sit down. Wait, stop moving. Stay down. The doctor said, you may be a little faint. A little lightheaded. Do you know what happened? You're moving the furniture around so we could build a pillow for it. Baby, that's adorable. And then you just started feeling dizzy. Oh, like fuzzy around the edges, right? Oh, baby. I'm gonna sit here. I don't think I'll break it. You should have waited. You know you weren't supposed to overdo things at the moment. Well, maybe it wasn't long ago that you were here at this exact same place because of your dizzy spell. Did it start like the last time? It did? Oh, baby. I'm so sorry. I hate that you go through this. But I'm here now, and the doctors told me your vitals are looking good, and they did a preliminary... can't speak. They did a preliminary check. No, don't laugh at me. Stop it. They did a preliminary check over you, and, everything seemed fine. They didn't find anything out of the ordinary or anything weird. So he did say that you could get the discharge tomorrow afternoon. Yes, tomorrow afternoon. They want to keep you in for observation. Just in case, baby, I know you hate staying here. But it's happened more than once. We don't know what's causing it, and a little prevention never hurt anybody, okay? Just, if it's not for you, do it for me. Please. Thank you. No, the doctor told me that your neighbor would check in on the cats. You're fine. You don't, no, please, don't worry about that. Don't worry about them tonight, okay? They're all, yeah. Being taken care of. Honestly, no. I would have thought he's a stalker, but no, he's a sweetheart. He saw you like across the window, passed out. So he called. So he called an ambulance, and then he just offered. So I guess I owe him two favors now. Also, the doctor told me, you refused to give them your mom's number when you came around. No, hey, baby, hey, it's okay, no, I haven't called her yet, I wanted to talk to you before, and I wanted to actually talk to the doctor, actually, before I made any calls, but, honey, you know your mom, yeah, you know your mother's gonna be worried sick if neither of us chicken tonight, right? She always worries. You know, let me get closer to you. Actually, let me leave here. Chest is real comfortable. Oh. Yeah, I'll cut you like this. Wait, let me pull the covers up. Why don't you get some rest, okay? Yeah, I'll be here when you fall asleep, and I'll be here when you wake up too. If you want to, I'll go find myself something quick for dinner. And I'll give your mom a call to check in. Baby, I know you don't want to tell her. But if neither of us check in and let her know we're good, she's gonna get worried. And then she'll start calling both of us simultaneously. You know what she's like. She just worries. You're still her baby. You worry me too sometimes. Don't argue with me, babe. If you won't call, no. Baby, if you won't call, tell her I will. She has to know, baby. I just thought you didn't feel great, okay? And then you just got brought in for overnight monitoring, just in case. She'll be as happy as I am that we're being cautious. We can give her more information tomorrow, okay? Just so she knows where you are. Sounds good? Do we have a deal? Good. Besides, it's not like we have any real answers that we can tell your mom yet anyway. I'll call her when you fall asleep and just check in. Yeah, you know we have a word with each other. Babe, I think this bed is comfier than yours. Look at all the pillows. I'm staying right here with you. No, the doctor said it was fine. I mean, they probably thought I meant that chair in the corner. But, no. No, baby, no. I'm staying right here until you fall asleep. I'm staying overnight. Yeah, when you fall asleep, I'll go call your mom and check in to save us both an awful lot of phone calls at night. And then I'll come back. I'll hold you close and I'll be here when you wake up. Just me. You won't even know where I'm going. No, babe, hey, no. Stop. Don't argue with me over this, okay? You need rest. And it's not me being overprotective or annoying. You're literally at the hospital, baby. You need rest. And yeah, if you want to, I'll brush your hair while you're on the phone. Good. Now, lay still. Close your eyes and hold your breath. You worried me. I always worry, but seeing you here, it shakes me. I don't like it. I don't like knowing that you're not. I don't like not knowing everything that's going on. I don't like not being able to fix it. To make you feel better, to make it go away. I know. No, I know it's not my fault. I just want you to be okay. I know. I know this is probably worrying way too much. Sorry. I love you. I really do. Do you want me to play with your hair? Yeah. Oh, I love playing with your hair, baby. I'll do it gladly. Can I see a smile before you fall asleep? Come on. Just because you're in the hospital and I'm annoyingly worried about you doesn't mean you can't smile for me. At least once before you close those pretty eyes of yours. There you go. You do have a lovely smile, baby. Now, close your eyes, okay? I'll play with your hair and entertain so you fall asleep. No. I promise, whenever I leave to update your mom, it'll be 5 minutes. Maybe it's not like I have any answers to any of the questions she's gonna make. Yeah, exactly. My cold, it's getting better. I honestly don't think it's a cold, it was, what do you call it, hay fever, allergies. It's just annoying, honestly. But that's it. Oh, it's so annoying. No, I feel fine. No, baby. Please, don't waste a second of your time worrying about me, I'm fine. I'm worried about you, but I'm fine. Yeah. I love playing with your smooth your hair is. How soft it is. You can tell you take good care of it. Even if it isn't unintentional, you just have really good hair. Yeah. How it feels to my fingers when I brush it. It always makes me feel calmer. And I know it helps you fall asleep easier when I do it. You're so cute. Stop. Yeah. You kiss way too well for somebody who's sick. Okay, not sick. Just kept overnight for observation. For unknown disease spells. Fuck's sake, you are. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I'll stop. I just love you. Yeah, I love you a lot. Now, stop talking. Yeah. Now, as much as I love when you mumble my name in your sleep, and when you just drowsily ramble on and on, you actually really need sleep. Yeah. Your body's recovering, baby. So go to sleep, okay? Sigh. should go get a sandwich or something for dinner. And give his mom a call before she starts calling. I'll be back before you wake up. You won't even know I was gone. And then tomorrow, while the doctor's discharging, you're not leaving that bed of yours at home. Not until I say so. That sounded more sexual than I thought it would. I love you. I'll build that pillow fort around you and we'll watch movies on my laptop and